And Menachem. Yeah.
The copy of you. This one.
I want to thank our sponsors. Baruch Hashem, we have many. Panas HaChodesh, the Dinah Shmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Lev, Before Shlema Daniela Zipporah Bastina, Yili Nishmas, Pardogi Bas Rava, and for the Levin family, Before Shlema Rachel Miriam Bas Tova Devorah. Yashar Koach to everybody for being Mechazak Leis Medrash. Okay, so Shavuos is over, but the Sefiros don't end, because the Sefiros are everything. And we could talk about the Sefira anytime, any day, any place, forever and ever. We could talk about the Sefira. So always could and always will. So, although we went from Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, so we're going back to Chesed now. We're going back to the beginning. Bir Midas HaChesed. So says the Rebbe, this is in the Sefer Divrei Torah, Tavshanayim Beis, where he talks about the Sefiros in the Nyanam of Sefiros HaEmer. So, of course, he's already picking up after having discussed the Gimel Moichin, which is Chachma Bina Das / Keser. So after the three Rishonos, which is the Moichin, Chachma Bina Das, we come to the seven Midos, Shehim Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. Everybody has to know the Sefiros. If you woke up in the middle of the night, somebody said, tell me the seven Sefiros, tell me the ten Sefiros. To know it as well as you know your name. If you mean Hasfira Achim Yusad and Maltika Midas Halalu, and the days of the Sfira are based 7 weeks on these seven Midas. Ms Kol Hamidos Nichlalos Zubmizu, and although we give each one their gvul, each one is distinct. Nevertheless, they're all Nichlal Zabizah. That's part of Hashem's Achdus. The Nimtza She'in and Ragzayim Midas Blavad Elam Amshichos Adin Soif. So although there are seven. But seven merging with seven makes much more. And it goes on infinitely. Kibuch amida nimsas kol amidas, because each mida also divides into seven. As he explains, ki ha-chesed ina rak chesed levad, because chesed isn't just by itself. Eli yesh chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yisod, malchus, shebich chesed. Chesed divides also into seven. V'chein chesed shebich chesed, so not that you had, right? All of these in Chesed, so even Chesed Shebechesed, Yesh Besecha Kol Amidos, which would mean Chesed Shebechesed, Shebechesed, and Gvura Shebechesed, Shebechesed, and that goes on forever. V'chem Ischalkos Hamidos Adin Sof, Shekol Zeh Nikra Hiskalulus Hamidos, that all the Midos are Nichlal Zeh V'zeh. Shekol Midah Pratis K'tud L'mikol Hamidos, because every Prat is Nichlal in a Klal. It's a very important yesod when it comes to Avodas Hashem, because like everything, especially with Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the limit of Kabbalah is supposed to teach a Derech in Avodas Hashem. It's supposed to teach us about our Yiddishkeit. And this klal, which has very big sharashim in Kabbalah, in Pnimis HaTorah, that every prat is nichlal in it kol haklal, that means that we have a prat, which is each and every Jew. Every Jew is a prat. But if we're saying now that every mida, which is a prat, is nichlal and kol haklal, you could say about that that every single Jew who is a prat is koil kol haklal. And the Chazal are very explicit about that. Kol ha-matzah nefesh achas mi Yisrael, kil hitzah kol olam kula. Every single Jew, every single one Jew, is nichlal in him kol haklal. So it's not just we're a single entity, we're everything. Nefesh achas miyisol b'shvili nevar olam, and this is packed, Chazal are packed with teaching us the importance of every single Jew, not just as like as a way to mechazik yourself, as if it's not really true, but make it feel good so that you feel good. No, be'emes. Be'emes is that every single neshama includes all the neshama, it's higher than all the worlds, so mamila, everything is nichla. That's a very big chizik. It's a very big achrayis too, because that means that every action which we do affects all the worlds and affects all the pais. And the more that a tzaddik is able to bring out this nekuda of his avas Yisrael, so if the emes is poigim all the olamos. The emes is, I forget which story it was. I think it was one of the Chakatov rabbis. It's too bad I don't remember the whole ma'isa. But anyways, there was somebody who came And he was came for a Shabbos to the truck to the truck of a Rebbe. And he was by the Tish Friday night, and he started to have like hirhurim, you know, about the tzaddik, and you know, whether or not, you know, he's really like real, you know, like, you know, questioning the tzaddik. So he had a far journey to come there. And so the Rebbe was typhus his machshava, that he was thinking about that about him. So on Friday night, hi Danny, here you go. The Rebbe turned to him in the middle, and he says, the amount of effort and the importance which it takes me to move my hand to my mouth is more than it takes you to come from wherever you came from to come here. That's what he said. He said that the Magid HaKadosh, when he was giving shir or whatever, if he would only move his hands, if he could make a yichud, if he meant it, you know, the chosid didn't blink without a yichud. So it wasn't uncommon that the magid, that he would be in the middle of giving a drasha and he would move his hands like this, and then in the middle of moving his hands, he would chop that he shouldn't be moving it anymore because al pisaid and al pipimis, like there's no yichud, the yichud stopped. So he would keep his hand in the same position for, it could be even hours at a time until he had a yichud to move his hand. What it means to be a mishkan, that every single movement which a person makes, when you understand that a right hand is chesed, it's not just, you know, your right hand, it's like your whole world is connected to this right hand, and a tzaddik manifests that, so it can't move the world for no reason. You can only move it if you need to. Right? Let's continue. So what is the midah of chesed? The midah of chesed is hamidah shel hispashtus kochos hanefesh. The midah of chesed, if you want to translate it very precisely, apiplimius, chesed doesn't just mean kindness. Chesed means hispashtus. It means that something which is in its own gvul, it's in its own place, goes out. It's mispashe. The koyach of hispashtus. Now let's explain that. That something which is contained, which is hidden, should become revealed and to go into action. That's associated with chesed. And that should be obvious to us, because when we take a look at chesed as where it stands in this hierarchy of midos and mochin, so we already spoke about that the mind, the head, just briefly, we didn't get into detail yet, it's Chachma, Bina, and Das. And from there, it goes down into the lower midos, correct? That's the body, right? So what we see is that the movement from the higher oilam, which is the mind, down into the lower body, into the torso, where we have the Zayin midos, the very first one is Chesed. That means that since our mind is what allows all of our faculties, all of our bodies to operate, so the revelation, the making of mihakoyach of apoyo, what activates everything which is happening from the mind, which it all begins, and into the body, is chesed. The chesed is going to be the first one which allows that to happen. So we see that chesed, therefore, is a hispashtus. It's the ability to take the meichin, which is the mind, and to bring it down and allow that to go into action. So when the mind goes into action, so then that's hispashtus hakochos.
When you use the lashon over here, midos, which is really sphera, are they the same thing? Like, it's the same thing.
Midah is sphera. Midah is the same thing. Sphere. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's the Hanhagas of Hashem, and we emulate that?
Yeah. What do you mean, is that Hanhagas of Hashem?
What is this? What is it? And we said this already. Sphera.
What is a sphera?
Yeah.
A sphera is a revelation, how Hashem reveals himself. Meaning, Hashem himself, kevyachol, is an orain sof, he's an endless light. And Hashem wants to be revealed. He created the world to reveal himself. So a sphere is a way for Hashem to say, I'm manifesting a midah called chesed. So the or which runs through every sphere is echad, it's the same. But Hashem created these portals which allow himself, kevyachol, to reveal himself. And that's going to be associated with chesed. Not exactly.
For instance, an aravoda is to
is to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. That's all about it. We're a chelek al-kamima, so we have to emulate Hashem. But chesed in specifically is that since the Meichin have a first crack, a first revelation in the world of the Midos through chesed, so we see that chesed is meaning, therefore, a hespashtas, the ability which allows that which is in the mind to come down. And since the first sphere is that of chesed, so mamela, chesed is an act of hespashtas. Now, Moshe, that's mitzad chesed, okay? But now, let's get a little bit deeper into the mid of chesed. Oh, Josh, it's signed up.
All right, so close it. I think there might be another share. I don't know.
Huh?
It's weird. You can just close it. I think there might be another share going on.
Oh, yeah? Okay. V'hi midas ha'ahava shikidugmas chesed. So that's the mid of ahava, which is the dugma of chesed. So ahava and chesed are tali zebezeh. Ki chesed peirusho hashba. Chesed is shefa. Haynu shehamida mashpia ve'ina oitzeres es atzma. When amida is in the act of giving shefa, of providing, and it doesn't contain itself, it gives over. So you could say that nesina, giving, is hespashtas, and therefore it's chesed. Which is the opposite of holding back and containing. It expands itself to give to others. So therefore, chesed and hespashtas are really one. If a person gives, it means he's expanding himself. That expansion is chesed. A giving of chesed. What causes chesed? The midah of ahava, it could be said, is therefore the root of the pa'ul of chesed. Ki hi hespashtas pnimiyas shel koach hanefesh. The koach hanefesh of ahava has a hespashtas through chesed. Shekoach sa miskash shalachim, it allows a bridging connecting to others. V'naf shel kol aleihem zu midas ahava kasher yoisis ala po'ah harisa pulash anasinat chesed. Okay, perish. Chesed is a pa'ula. Right? It means it's an act of hashefa. It's an act of hashba. It's an asina. What's driving the pu'ul of chesed is the feeling, is the hergish of ahava. Person, he sees somebody and he likes that person. He likes what he stands for. He likes his company. Whatever it is. It creates an ahava. Now, how am I going to manifest my ahava as a midah min hakoyach al hapoel? It's going to be through being mischasid. Like all the Svarim say, Ahava is a lashon hav, right? You've heard that 1,000 times. Like, to give is to love. And so, and since love generates a sense of giving, the opposite is true too. We can engender feelings of love by doing acts of pa'ula because the chitzonius is more of the pnimius. But, so in order not to confuse these two things and to say, oh, ahava jildi chesed, everything is one. It's not true. Chesed is an act, and a person can really do chesed for somebody he doesn't like too. But it doesn't mean that he loves that person. It will, by definition, create an ahava for that person by loving them. But having love doesn't, therefore, dictate chesed. But if a person wants to be true to the midah, if he feels an ahava, that ahava will bring about the midah of chesed, the act of giving. It's a ma'isa with the... His name was the Oiv Yisrael. No, not the Oiv Yisrael. That's the Abdurav. The Avas Yisrael. The Avas Yisrael. The Avas Yisrael. It's not really a story. I'll save it for another time. It's not a story which Malmish teaches the singing. So, sorry to tease you. It's a ma'isa which is better if it's said on another occasion. But the idea is what I was going to say, this is at least a thought, is that when a person gives ahava to another person, so ahava is infectious. and it causes the recipient of that ahava to love back. Kamayim panam apanam. That's what ahava is. That's why many times, if a guy is trying to court a girl, so what and he likes her and she doesn't like him yet, so what he does is that he gives to her. By giving to her, so then, you know, gives her flowers, and then he gives her a nice car that he takes out for dinner. You know, by giving to that person, so it causes the ahava to come back. So therefore, we can actually, it's in our bechira to allow and to create mutual feelings of ahava, because ahava has that very interesting way of creating ahava. Ahava breeds ahava. That's why we love the Ribbono Shel Olam by definition. A Jew by definition loves Ribbono Shel Olam. It's impossible for a Jew not to love Hashem for many reasons. But a very simple reason is because Hashem loves us so much that it's impossible for us not to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Ahava is not something which we need to create for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It already exists, and it's something which we need to reveal, which is already there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat, what we say every day in davening. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBarich HaBa'am HaYisrael B'Ahava. And then we say, V'Haftas Hashem Elokecha. That since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher Ba'am Yisrael Be'Ava, that He chose us amongst all the nations, which is a very big love, and He gave us the Torah. So Memeila V'Yahafta Hashem Elokecha. And the Sfarim point out, it doesn't say that you shall love Te'ehov. It's not written in mitzvah form. It's written in mitzvah form. V'Ahafta, you do love. So why do I love? Who says that I love? Answer is because you had just said, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says this far, and the Tefer Shlem and others, since we acknowledge HaBoich HaMa Yisrael Yehava, Ahava Rabba Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu, so Mamei Lav Yehava Hashem Elokeinu. You do love Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu has done so much for us. And again, this could be explained in many ways. But just, at least on this level, He gave us the Torah, He loves us. Atav HaChatan Mikol Amin, Ahavta Yisanu, V'Ratzisa Banu, V'Mavtanu Mikol Hashanas, we love Him too. We love Him too.
In the Bidol Chavera world, many times Chesed is not prompted by love; it's prompted by Rachmanas. So is that really Ava deep down?
Like, say again.
I'm giving this guy; he's going to have to spend this money. I'll do it for him. I'll do him a favor. I'll do him a Chesed. We say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really Ava.
Right.
It's really something else. It'll engender Ava on his end because, well, look, this guy did this for me.
Right.
But I don't have Ava for him.
Well, you can shut it off, yeah. I mean, a person can make the choice to do a chesed for somebody and not to allow the feelings of Ahava to come in. We can close the door on those feelings of Ahava. Also, we have to know the difference between chesed and racham. Racham is more associated with Tiferes. So when we get there, we'll be able to understand more the difference between chesed and racham. But although chesed and racham seem like they're the same, and in fact, the actual translation of Ahava in Targum is Rechimu, which is the Lashon of Rachamim, in which case you may ask, so then why are we talking about Ahava here with Chesed? It should really be a Tiferes discussion because Tiferes is more connected to Midah Rachamim. However, Ahava in its roots is really shaykh to both Chesed and Tiferes and Rachamim, which is why Avraham and Yaakov, which are the Ushpizim, which correspond to these Midas, are also very much connected. So the Rebbe is going to continue now talking about Avraham Avinu a little bit.
Quick question.
A little bit wider.
It says that his pashtus, right, chesed is the smith of his pashtus, but really every sphere has pashtus because it passed down to the next level.
Excellent.
So is it that when it passed down to the next level, it's really chesed?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. That's what the Rebbe is going to explain in the coming paragraphs, is that since chesed is a shefa and everything is a hashba, so mamela, we're going to have to understand how that works.
So it's like chesed should be gevura, chesed should be tiferes.
Maybe we'll see. Right. I don't want to take the words out of his mouth, but you basically were mechavim to the rest of the shtickle. So let's see. If you do a shazayin yamim shel sukkis, him connected zayin midas, which is the zayin uspizen. Sukkis is anani hakavod, zayin anonim, milamal olamata until the dal ruchois. We know that there were six clouds all around them, and there was one leading the way. So the way that it works is that in every direction, all six directions, so that corresponds to six of the midos. And the south side, which is to the right, is considered to be where chesed will be. We'll see in a moment. Since when Adam was created, Hashem had him facing east, The standard stance of a person is that his face is facing east. We'll see what that means in a second. And therefore, the western side is called the backside. The keden nikrat san mizrach, and forward means to the east. Because east means the beginning. Because the beginning of the day is with the Shemesh, and it begins in the east. So therefore, if we're looking at the Nekuda Rishona, that means we're facing east. And it sits on the west. So therefore, the beginning is called Panim, because we face it. And the Seam is called the behind, because if we stood in that spot, and the sun was setting, so it's setting behind us. Fine. Since he's facing east, so that means to his right side is the daro, is the south. And that's what it says about Avraham Avinu, Haloich v'nasoa hanegba. Avraham travels to the south. Okay? Because facing east, and this is the way that we shake the Nanuim, at least I'll keep the Svard, Nesach Svard, which is the way of the Ari, is that we're facing east, of course. And the first shake is not straight, like the Ramah and the Derech of the Bnei Ashkenaz, not straight. It's to the right. Because to the right is Chesed. That's Yamin. That's south. And then it goes to Gvur, which is left, and then only then do we go straight, which is Tiferes. But it begins to the right, which is the Yamin. This is the south. And this is what Chazal mean, that Avraham always went to the south, which is Chesed. He was going to his Midah. Chazal say, whenever you have a fork in the road, always go to the right. Always go to Yamin, because Yamin is the way of Chesed, and to the left is the way of Gvur. As it says, Alu ze banegev alisa mesahar, when Moshe directed Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Kenan, the Meraglim, he told them, Alu ze banegev, go in through the south, which is the Midah of Avram. Shetzarech tamid lefanos al hadarim shemin. Just like the very first Svira, after leaving the Meichin is Chesed, it means every Haskalah should always be Liyamin, which is the Chesed. Tzafon is the small, the north is to the left. V'roen gam kein b'gishtif ha'olam, the Rebbe says that we see how this plays out in the world. He says that the tzad hadarom hu cham b'yoseh, the southern hemisphere is hotter. The regions are hotter in terms of climate. The tzad hatzafon hu kar b'yoseh, and the more northern you get, the colder it gets. Hagam shem mitzad klal yasa oilam shteim shavim b'lishim chilak, even though mitzad haklal, really there's no chilak. Komash mitzrach mi'emisa, because the more that you leave the center, miskar v'hoilich, it gets colder. So whether you're at the north or the southern poles, they're both going to be cold. Aman kevan sheyeshtan sham har b'yomim, but since there are a lot of seas, hare timsa shiyum shava oilam shal hayabasha, and settlement is on dry land, huva oifin sha'aratzos hadaram him hachamim b'yoyse. It comes out that the southern part of the globe is warmer. Va'aratzos hatzafon him karim b'yoyse. And more northern is, it's colder. Ki aratzos hadaram hu b'emsa galgalo oilam va'aratzos hatzafon him yoyse l'mal v'achin him is karim v'holchim. Okay, so it's interesting how that is, that southern is warmer, because warmer is associated with Ava, Chesed, and northern is colder, which is Tzimtzum. As you know, the heat expands and cold contracts. So therefore, northern is colder, and southern is warmer. You take the whole Bria apart like that, everything. That's an example. Let's say the lower part of the world is, let's say, Chesed, and then higher is Tzafa, right? Which isn't, but then everything is Chesed Shebegvur. So each one of the, you know, there are seven continents, the seven seas, and everything corresponds to a sphere, but then the spheres within spheres. So then, nothing escapes the world of spheres. Everything is a sphere. And you're also a sphere. Everybody's a sphere.
Which one am I?
Huh? I don't know. I have to ask about Ruach HaKodesh. But there's ways to know. V'nei mizrach hu tiferes, umalu hu netzach, umata hu hoyd, umarav hu yesoid, umalchus hi nekudas ha'emsa shalea soivivim kulam. Okay, this is just the rest of our directional keys according to the spheres. V'anane ha'kavot sivivu es klal yisrael mikol haruchais. V'anane ha'kavot, they surrounded us on all sides. V'anan hazayin shu ha'shav ha'harim uvakayis, the seventh cloud which was leading the way, which smoothed out and flattened everything in their way, is kenegad nekuna ha'emsa, which is the malchus. Right, like a melech leads, so too that Sira was leading. V'isa b'zayar kodesh, it says in the Zayar, that the first cloud the cloud which was in front of them, not the one which is mamash in front of them, but the very first cloud was the cloud of chesed, and it's koilal all the clouds, Dani. This is what the Ari says. The first day of Sukkot goes with all the days of Sukkot. There is a day which goes with all the days. The Hainu, that Avminu is the Rishon, he goes together with all the Ushpizin. Mid of Chesed goes along with all the Midos. And this is what the Pasuk says. So the Ari explains Yoimam. It doesn't say Yom. It says Yoimam. That the Onan of Yoimam went ahead of them. Yoimam means it's Koilal all the Yomim. That means that there's a day which is Koilal all the days. And that Yoim is a Midah. As we know, every day of the week corresponds to a Midah, which is therefore Sunday. Shekin Shivi Mea Shavu are seven Midahs. Vizeo Sheksiv Lashon Yachid Amud Anan. That's why it says the cloud, Yoimam. Which is called Yoimam, which is Lashem Mutzah, but Yom LeYomim is like many days in one. It's a Yom Echad HaKoyla that's Kulam V'Hoylech Yachad and Kulam. It goes with all the days. So to answer your question, Dani, I mean, we're going to let the Rebbe talk a little bit more, but what we're seeing now is a Musag that although each Sfira is unique, separate, the Sfira of Chesed is different, and that it goes along with all the other days. But that would probably mean b'derech avoda, like, you know, it's like you have to take Sunday with you throughout all the days. That's what that would mean. So, not sure exactly how that translates, because it probably means like to take you know, Shabbos and the Hashbos of Shabbos into the week, and to allow that to come. Like, the feeling of Motzei Shabbos, of coming out of Shabbos, is to take that out throughout the week. But, of course, the Malchus, which is that cloud, led them, and that's why Shabbos is really the leader, right? It's just that Sunday allows the Shefa of Shabbos to come into the week, and so therefore, since Shabbos is giving to each week, it's not the pshat that Shabbos is like separate from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Shabbos only shaykh to Friday and Sunday. No. Meaning, Sunday is connected to Shabbos, but since Shabbos wants to give Shefa to every day of the week, so Shabbos gives Shefa to Monday through Sunday. And Shabbos gives Shefa to Tuesday through Sunday. And Shabbos gives Shefa to Wednesday through Sunday. Meaning, Sunday has to go with every week, every day of the week, because that's the right-hand man of Shabbos to be able to bring that bracha into the week. And so let the Rebbe talk a little bit more. He's going to speak it out more, Dani, this Yisod. And then we'll wrap it up. V'lam achin koidol al-chesed es kol amidos. So therefore, why is Chesed koidel all the midos? Ube'emes, shekol amidos kulin zeh mizeh kaniskar. Be'emes, really all the midos are nichol zeh b'zeh. But what's unique about Chesed? Am nama Chesed yesh ladavar meyuchad b'zeh. Shemitzad ha-Chesed atzmo harehu koidel es kulin. Chesed is koidel all the other spheres. V'lo mitzad shegam b'chesed yesh ragur b'tiferes. Not because all the midos are nichol zeh b'zeh, ela etzim midos ha-Chesed koidel es kulin v'lo chesed yachad en kulin. Rather, there's something especially unique and essentially unique about Chesed that is koilal all of them. Bezil machmas shehamidos, like you said, inyanam hu shehem yoytzi mekoyach halapayel. Every midah is involved in shefa. Every midah is involved of koyach halapayel. That's what a midah is. Because of inyanam midah shehem oifanam echa nefesh reitz la yoytzi mekoyach halapayel. It's how a nefesh reveals itself. V'chol the inyan shel yoytzi mekoyach halapayel. The inyan shel Chesed. So every revelation has to do with Chesed. It's called Hispashtos, and Hispashtos is Chesed. Every Midah is depending on Chesed because they need to be Mispashit. So therefore, you have to say that Chesed goes with every single day. Because if there's no Hispashtos, so then what do we have? When we want to do something, we have to be ready to do. But the doing itself, how it happens, is from the koyach of chesed, which is a midah, therefore, of hispashtus. So again, just to wrap up that idea, so gvura is hispashtus. And Gvura gives to Tiferes, and Tiferes gives to Netzach. Tiferes has to manifest itself. It's a pu'ula shel mashu. How does that happen? It needs the button called Minakoyach Alapayim. His pashtus. That's chesed. So that means that chesed is ozu b'chulu yoma. Chesed has to go along with all the spheres because they can't do what they're supposed to do without the involvement of chesed. To answer your question, then. So be'ames, really his pashtus is chesed. But there's a different flavor of his pashtus because Tiferes is different than Gvura and that's different than Hod. But the pu'ula of his pashtus, that's an act of chesed. There's another way to say this too. And that is that chesed, aside from being the definition of his pashtus, is also the mid of siyata d'shmai. It's Hashem's chesed. And Hashem does chesed to us and to all the spheres by giving it siyata d'shmai to be able to do. So, aside from understanding chesed as being what allows something to be nispashti, because chesed is the opposite of gvura, chesed is nispashti, gvura is containment. Chesed, aside from that, is the need of siyata d'shmai. Nothing can happen without siyata d'shmai. So therefore, not only does gvura need chesed to be nispashti, but gvura needs chesed Hashem in order to do anything. So therefore, the need which Avraham Avinu brought to the world was the midah of siyata d'shmai. That's the midah of Avraham Avinu. Midah of siyata d'shmai. That's what we say. We say, Olam Chesed Yibana. Olam Chesed Yibana means that the Olam, which is called the Zayin Yemei Habinyan, that's what they're called. They're called Yemei Kedem and Yemei Olam. There are many code words for the Zayin Midas and for the Shalosh Meichin. One of them is called Yemei Kedem. The Gimel Meichin are called the Days of Old. And the Zayin Tachtanyan, the seven Midas, are called Yemei Olam. Because there are 7 days of the Olam. And so we say, Olam, the Olam which is built on seven, Chesed Yibana, they're built by Chesed. That Chesed is considered to be the Yesod HaBinyan. And the Yesod of everything is really Siyata D'Shmaya. And that's why the world was founded on Avraham Avinu. When Hashem was looking for a tzaddik to build the world on, He built it on Avraham Avinu. Because any midah which should or could be misyaches to a mensch, you can find fault in it, and if you can find enough fault in a person, so then the whole structure will crumble. But you can't find fault in the midah of siyata d'shmai. And since Hashem was like a coach, l'havdil, who was looking at all of his tzaddikim, and Hashem, he saw that the tzaddikim were mu'at, and they were very few, and shaslam b'chol davadar, and he positioned them, you know, throughout all the dairis. So Hashem looked at and he saw all the tzaddikim and he saw the Baal Shem Tov and the Vavan Gaon and the Ramchal, and he said, everybody's going to go where they need to go, but I'm taking Avraham Avinu as my what do they call the first batter? The Avdil?
Lead off
hitter. Right? Because you need somebody to get on base. And that's Avraham Avinu. He's able to create such a pillar in this world. The pillar of the Omer of Chesed, which is Hashem Siyata D'Shmaya. That you can't find fault in Siyata D'Shmaya. And that's why this world has a kiyum, and it's built on Avraham Avinu, and it's rock solid, because he exemplified the mid of Siyata D'Shmaya. But it's a mid, you understand? He took the mid of Siyata D'Shmaya. It's contrary to the Indian of Gaiva, obviously, in terms of like a person who's like going to represent something which is his. He took something which is not his. He took something which is not to his credit. He took something which is Siyata D'Shmaya. And Hashem says, I'm building this world on this person. Eila told us for Shemayim V'Aretz B'Baram. The Toldos of Shemayim V'Aretz are based on Avraham Avinu. By the way, that's why it's called Toldos Shemayim V'Aretz. Right? Shemayim V'Aretz means that there's Shemayim, that there's Aretz, and Avraham Avinu is able to bridge Shemayim V'Aretz, just like Avraham is able to bridge the Gimel Rishonos, which is like Shemayim, and the Zayin Tachtonos, which is like Aretz. That's what Rashi says, that Avraham Avinu, he says to Eliezer, he says, Hashem Elokeinu, that's not the exact Lashon, Elokei Hashemayim Va'aretz. So Rashi says that until Avram Avinu came into the world, Hashem was just called Elokei Hashemayim. But now that Avram is in the world, Hashem is also called Elokei Haaretz. That's exactly this discussion. Elokei Hashemayim means Moichin. It's in Shemayim. It's too high. It hasn't come down. Avram Avinu allowed Hashem to be called Elokei Haaretz. It means that Chesed was the first crack into the lower world. That's Avram Avinu. And from there come all the Yishpiz and the Altek Midas, but Avram is solid. Because he builds his Midah on Siyata Deshmai. One of the very first stories we told at the Malav Malka is that once the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov were arguing, they were arguing about a tefillah which we say on Motzei Shabbos, which is actually brought down in the Yerushalmi. It's called Ribbono Olamim. And we ask Hashem to open up all the Sha'arim for the coming week. And it goes in by the state of the Aleph Beis. Right? And Shari Emes, and Shari Emunah, Shari Bitachin, and you know, everything which is Beis, and the Gilma V'chud V'chud. So once the Talmidim of the Baal Shem were having a machlekes, out of all the Sha'arim, which Sha'ar is the greatest of all the Sha'arim? And each one had an opinion, and they were arguing it out. And so the Baal Shem Tov's daughter, Udol, so she came in, and she said, Lani Astaiti, the greatest shahr out of all the sharm, is the shahr of Siyata Deshmai. And so the Baal Shem Tov overheard this conversation. He walked in and he said, Udul is Machriya school. She's right. She knows better than all of you. The reason why is because all the sharm they do, that they can't do without Siyata Deshmai. So Ba'emes, the shahr of Siyata Deshmai, therefore, is Koil Eskula. So that's exactly this musik. The reason why Avram Avinu, he's also b'chulo yoyma, he goes with all the yishvizin, and chesed goes with all the days, is because nothing can happen without Avram Avinu. Nothing can happen without the mid of Siyata Deshmai. It's interesting that we say that on Motzei Shabbos, that tefillah, and Motzei Shabbos is already Sunday. Sunday is Avram Avinu's midah. So to say on a Motzei Shabbos that the mid of Siyata Deshmai is golden mikol midas is the same thing as saying Avram Avinu Sunday, you're also b'chulo yoyma. You allow the brach of Shabbos to come in to all the days of the week, and so therefore Shabbos crowns Sunday, so to speak, as being its day off. You make it happen. That's why we say Va'oisa Chesed L'Mashiachai. Right? Malchus is Mashiach. That's David HaMelech, which is the last year. That's Malchus, but it's Nichtal and Chesed, because the Malchus of David HaMelech is a Malchus Shel Chesed, the Hainu, which is a Malchus which is built on Siyata Deshmai. Something to think about, how Chesed and Malchus comes together. It's called the Malchus Shel Chesed. That's the Malchus of Mashiach Tzidkei. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week we'll do Gvur. Bye. Shkayach.